And All the Same by EML. And I'm very excited because we got a very special guest on the line. It's freaking Geneva AM, guys. Welcome Geneva AM to the BFM studio.
Yo, I'm over here.
No, my hula. It's awesome to see your face. Sorry that you can't see mine, but I just it's so cool to see you being nominated for a Tate Award. What does this mean to you? Like, this is so freaking awesome.
I'm buzzing out because it's a double nomination, and I don't know who else has done that before.
Oh my god! Okay, so
it's like best independent debut and finalist for the actual Tate Prize. So I don't even have to win, to be honest. I can just be like, I got double nominated. Done. Like, I don't know. It's pretty cool. I'm just like, sweet. Well, that's just like a achievement in itself. And anybody can win, but like, you know, can anybody get a double nomination? I don't think so. And the Midchicks are going to be inducted in the Music Hall of Fame or whatever, they're like the record, you know what I mean? If they perchance played one of their songs or their entire album, we don't even need to have an award show. We can just like play their album and then just go home. Like, they can win the Tate. I don't mind. They can have my nomination. I don't care. Like, they can just release Craziest Dumb No again. That'd be kind of cool.
So what I'm hearing is you're giving away one of your awards to the Midchicks.
Well, there's two. And also, like, who wouldn't want to go to a Midchicks gig again? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I would. 14-year-old me would be like, hell yeah, go. Go to the Midchicks show now.
That's awesome, mate. I didn't know that you were double nominated. That's so special. Congratulations. It must feel crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And I had to keep it a secret. And now it's not a secret. So here we are.
How long did you have to keep it a secret for?
Well, until like yesterday when they announced it.
And now you're like, I got nominated for two Tate Awards. For two awards at the Tate thing. Awesome.
Yeah. And they also announced the journalists as well. So like, you got Chris Cudby, you got the Musician magazine, and you've also got Hunter, the long player.
Shout out Hunter,
which is awesome because they're all really good journalists. Yeah, shout out Hunter.
Yeah.
But all of them, I've spoken to every single one of those guys, and they're all really, they care so much. Like, they are artists in themselves of what they do. So it's just going to be a fabulous night.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
What am I going to wear?
Yeah.
What do you wear?
Well, I just saw you perform at Kaumana on the weekend, and you had some veil action going. Yes. I'm like, surely you have to wear the veil.
Well, I would like to maybe wear a veil, but I would like to, because I always stand on it accidentally, and it's very ethereal standing, but, you know, I don't want to.
It's ethereal standing.
But I don't want to, like, ruin it. Like, I might need to wear a shorter one. I've got, like, a hot pink one.
That would be cool. I think you should definitely wear a hot pink veil.
Yeah. But, I don't care. The Midchicks might play, so I'm just, like, waiting for that, really.
Yeah, you're like, well, the awards are cool and all, and it's cool that I've been nominated, but the Midchicks are playing, and that's really all that Geneva AM cares about.
Well, no, they might not, though. They might not. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, but who knows?
Contact for the Midchicks? Can we
Can we figure it out, please?
Yeah.
Can we just figure that out?
But this is sorry, here you go.
I'm just a fan. Yeah. I'm just a fangirl that like made it into the awards. Like, I'm sorry, guys. But also like all of the other nominees are incredible finalists. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like also the best independent debut, we've got Bub Band with like Priya Sami, who's just a powerhouse and deserves her flowers, and then we've also got Babe Marden as well from Summer Return. So like, this is a big night. It's huge. And it's cool just having like all gals as well.
The gals. Mana wahine.
Mana wahine. Yeah, so, you know, it's just a fabulous buzz, really. I'm just really happy to be here.
It must feel like really, just really special to be part of the like fucker papa of this award, eh?
Yes, for sure. Especially as it is like a remembrance for Dylan Tate, who was a great friend to many and to the music industry as a whole. So,
yeah.
You know, it's always coming back to this like friendship that he had with so many people. And it's just like, it's a beautiful night, honestly. Oh,
yeah.
And it's open to the public for the first time ever.
Yes.
So you can buy tickets.
Yeah, Iti Whanau, you can head along Wednesday the 29th of April, 5:30 p.m. At the New Zealand International Convention Centre. You can head along to the Tate Awards for the first time. Get your tickets. I think tickets are from $40 or something. But tickets from Humanitix. And go and support our local artists. We've got Dick Move, Geneva M, Jasmine Mary, Marlon Williams, and oh my god, so many more absolute legends. It's gonna be an incredible night.
Mm.
But you've had a pretty busy time over these past couple months. You've been a bit bopping around the motu.
Mate, I've been blicky blocky all over the show. I went to Two Minds in Ōtautahi, and that was awesome. And then previously to that, I also did a show at Moon Bar. And
shout out Newtown.
In Wellington.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Newtown.
I love Newtown.
And I was... because of scheduling, I ended up headlining the Tangata Whenua stage at the end of the day after Rhea Hall, was only because their flights to Tauranga was earlier. But she was shutting it down, man. Like, she was shutting it down on the stage. She's like Mariah Carey, like, ah! And then her backing band were members from like Catch a Fire and Cora. And they were just monstrous beasts.
Wow.
They were incredible.
Yeah.
And they'd only had one practice, and they were just completely shutting it down. And I just looked over at AJ Honeysuckle, who's been DJing for me, and we just both kind of nodded at each other, like, we're about to do this. We're about to follow Rhea Hall at one of the biggest street parties in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from Australia, which we all know is a continent, but, you know, New Zealand.
And that stage is huge, the Tangata Whenua stage.
I was running up and down that stage with my little veil just flapping around.
Yeah, good on
the Wellington
you.
Breeze.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, man.
Let it take you away, yeah.
And I was telling them, I was like, hey, I'm just here to let you know that not all Aucklanders are bad.
Yeah.
And, like, made them laugh.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because I could have totally been in there being like, hey, I'm an Aucklander. Get with it. Heaps of people really liked it. I don't know.
Coming in with this really strong anti-Wellington.
No. I love Wellington.
No, I love Wellington too. So I used to live there for many years.
And we went to this huge we went to this huge sound system afterwards. A Bada Boom sound system and Third Eye Hi-Fi combined their sound systems together. And it was like a wall of bass. It was insane.
Yes, I heard about this.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And now I want to go to every sound system gig I can.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's the best.
Those ones in Wellington.
So there's lots of really cool
special things
happening.
Yeah, many cool things happening.
Yeah.
And many cool people just really doing their best for local music. And you're freaking one of them, G. So I just want to say, like, massive congratulations to you. And... just like honestly hope you win because your music's awesome.
Aw. Thank you for the endorsement. But I think I have to be diplomatic in the sense where, like, you know, if I don't win it's like fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I do win, that'd be great. But I'm not really necessarily entertaining either, to be honest. I'm just keen to get there. I'm just trying to figure out what to wear.
Yeah.
Just be like,
if anyone's got any ideas.
Veil, no veil.
What Geneva AM should wear to the Tate Awards. Maybe we could just start a bit of a text line going. If anyone's got any ideas, please send it through and I'll pass on the message to you.
I would also like to know if any listeners are going and they're going to buy a ticket, and if they would be wearing perchance an outfit that of their choosing that they would like to choose.
Yeah. Is I don't know why I spoke like that. To the Tate Awards, and what are they wearing? Are they also wearing a veil?
Maybe. Yes.
I'm honestly thinking this year is the year of the veil. It's a big call.
Yeah, I think so. We need to cover it up. Cover it up.
Oh, thanks, Geneva. So special to some talk to you, mate. And all the best.
Yeah.
You're gonna kill it.
I don't want to kill anyone. I just I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all pans out. And either way, it's just nice to be here. And thank you for having me. And thank you, listeners. You're awesome.
Love you, bro. Matua. Yeah.